Airbnb, a global home-sharing company, faces a fight to stay in New York City. A proposed law would punish people for renting out their homes for fewer than 30 days. Airbnb promises to fight the proposed regulation. Airbnb asked its customers to sign a paper or petition against the law. Airbnb is a website for people to advertise and look for short-term rentals. For many, Airbnb is a cheap alternative to a hotel. Hotel rooms in New York City average about $250 per night. International travelers often book short visits to New York on Airbnb. But New York state law prohibits people from renting out an entire home or apartment to someone for fewer than 30 days. Owners and tenants may rent out part of their apartment or home, but they must stay on the property during the short-term stay. Earlier this year, two New York City Council members proposed penalties for people who illegally rent their homes. City law currently puts a first-time penalty of $1,000 on those who change their home into a short-term rental space. The proposal would raise the first-time penalty from $1,000 to $10,000, and the maximum penalty from $25,000 to $50,000. Chris Lehane is Airbnb's global head of public policy. He started the petition against the law. The New York City Council could cause thousands of everyday New Yorkers to lose their homes or make it harder for them to get by, he said. City Councilwoman Helen Rosenthal said the increased penalties were not meant to hurt people, but at protecting the New York City housing stock. There is worry that using so many apartments as short-term rentals drives up housing prices for everyone. The councilwoman's spokesperson, Stephanie Buell, said the goal is to protect low-income tenants. She gave the example of a low-income apartment building that listed 80% of its units as hotel rooms. Residents complained, and the city fined the owner only $800. Our housing stock is really valuable, and landlords are using it for their own good, said Buell, who added that the city suspects there to be more than 16,000 illegal hotels in New York City. Airbnb says nearly 8 in 10 of its hosts are low to middle income. Many of them need additional income to remain in their homes or apartment. According to the City Council's website, the amendment is being considered by a council committee. It may or may not actually become a law. New York City is not the only city to propose laws against short-term home sharing. San Francisco will vote on November 3rd whether to limit short-term rentals to 75 days a year. The current limit is 90 days. The proposed law would require hosting sites like Airbnb to take down listings that violate the limit. In an agreement with the City of Chicago, Airbnb recently began collecting hotel tax in order to stay in business there. Airbnb was created 7 years ago and has grown very fast in the digital age. The company lists about 1.2 million rentals worldwide on its website, according to the Los Angeles Times. Cities across the country are trying to figure out how to best tax and manage this industry. I'm Adam Brock.